Rosaline came home, a bona fide registered voter in the United States of America. We all sat around that evening, waiting to eat dinner, while she personally called every one of the daughters on the telephone. "I just wanted to tell you I'm a registered voter," she said each time, and there would be a pause, and then she'd say, "President Johnson and Mr. Hubert Humphrey, that's who. I'm not voting for Mr. Pisswater." She laughed every time, like this was the joke of jokes. She would say, "Goldwater, Pisswater, get it?" This went on even after dinner. Just when we'd think she had it out of her system, out of the complete blue, she'd say, "I'll be casting my vote for Mr. Johnson." When she finally wound down and said goodnight, I watched her climb the stairs wearing her red and white voter registration dress, and I wished again that I'd been there. "Regrets don't help anything," August had told June. "You know that." I ran up the stairs and grabbed Rosaline from behind, stopping her with one foot poised in the air, searching for the next step. I wrapped my arms around her middle. "I love you," I blurted out, not even knowing I was going to say this. That night when the katydids and tree frogs and every other musical creature were wound up and going strong, I walked around the honey house, feeling like I had spring fever. It was 10 o'clock at night, and I honestly felt like I could have scrubbed the floors and washed the windows. I went over to the shelves and straightened all the mason jars, then took the broom and swept the floor, up under the holding tank and the generator, where nobody had swept for 50 years, it looked like. I still wasn't tired, so I stripped the sheets off my bed and went over to the pink house and got a set of clean ones, careful to tiptoe around and not wake anybody up. I got dust rags and Comet cleanser in case I needed them. I came back, and before I knew it, I was involved in a full-blown cleaning frenzy. By midnight, I had the place shining. I even went through my stuff and got rid of some things. Old pencils, a couple of stories I'd written that were too embarrassing for anybody to read, a torn pair of shorts, a comb with most of its teeth missing. Next, I gathered up the mouse bones that I'd kept in my pockets, realizing I didn't need to carry them around anymore. But I knew I couldn't throw them away either, so I tied them together with a red ribbon and set them on the shelf by the fan. I stared at them a minute, wondering how a person got attached to mouse bones. I decided sometimes you just need to nurse something, that's all. By now I was starting to get tired, but I took my mother's things out of the hat box, her tortoiseshell mirror, her brush, the poetry book, her whale pen, the picture of us with our faces together, and set them up on the shelf with the mouse bones. I have to say, it made the whole room look different. Drifting off to sleep, I thought about her. How nobody is perfect. How you just have to close your eyes and breathe out and let the puzzle of the human heart be what it is. The next morning I showed up in the kitchen with the whale pen fastened to my favorite blue top. A Nat King Cole record was going. "Unforgettable, that's what you are." I think it was on to drown out all the commotion the Pink Lady Kenmore washer was making on the porch. It was a wondrous invention, but it sounded like a cement mixer. August sat with her elbows on the tabletop, drinking the last of her coffee and reading another book from the bookmobile. When she lifted her eyes, they took in my face, then went straight to the whale pen. I saw her smile before she went back to her book. I fixed my standard Rice Krispies with raisins. After I finished eating, August said, "Come on out to the hives. I need to show you something." We got all decked out in our bee outfits. At least I did. August hardly ever wore anything but the hat and veil. Walking out there, August widened her step to miss squashing an ant. It reminded me of May. I said, "It was May who got my mother started saving roaches, wasn't it?" "Who else?" she said and smiled. "It happened when your mother was a teenager. May caught her killing a roach with a fly swatter. She said, 'Deborah Fontenelle, every living creature on the earth is special. You want to be the one that puts an end to one of them?' Then she showed her how to make a trail of marshmallows and graham crackers. I fingered the whale pin on my shoulder, picturing the whole thing. Then I looked around and noticed the world. It was such a pretty day. You couldn't imagine anything coming along to spoil it.